Hi, hello there. My name is Marty, and this is for the hair relaxer lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm doing good. My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Sophia, and her phone number is 619-214-0764. She is on the other line, so I can transfer her.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir. Just connect with him.
Hey, hello there. You there?
Yes, hi.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Thank you so much. My name's Marty Critchell. I work with the Hair Relaxer lawsuit on a recorded line. How are you today?
Okay. I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Okay, great. And then would you like to see if you meet the sorry, the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I was just talking with somebody. I don't have an attorney at the moment, but I was just talking with somebody
That's
right now that
okay.
had asked me. Yeah.
That's fine. And then just wanted to make sure, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents is really the key with
Yes.
any other law firm. Okay.
No, yeah, I don't.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So no, not signing documents, that sounds good. And then have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers in the last 20 years?
I have, yes.
Okay. And then were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yeah, ovarian.
My gosh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. And then, and it's you who's filing a claim?
I am.
Okay, on behalf of yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then when were you diagnosed with the ovarian cancer? The closest date you could think of.
I went in for the test on 20, maybe 27, 2024, but it was February 20th, 2024 when I was diagnosed.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry to
Or
hear that.
stage one. Yeah, stage one, it was a clear cell type.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Okay, clear cell carcinoma. Is that what you say? Clear cell carcinoma is the type?
Oh, yeah, clear cell.
Okay. And then February 20th, 2024 is what you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I'm 29.
Oh wow. Okay. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes, I have it written down. One second.
Oh, absolutely. And you can take your time.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
It was
absolutely.
Dr. Perrin Whitgrove.
Karen with a K?
Oh no, Perrin,
Oh.
Perrin, and then Whitgrove, which is Whitgrove.
Yeah, an obstetrician, Perry Wickgrove.
Yeah, Perrin Whitgrove.
Okay.
Yeah, do you need the where I was hospitalized at?
Yeah, was this in San Diego?
Yeah, UC San Diego Health Hillcrest Medical Center.
Okay. And do you remember the address?
Yeah, it's 200 West Arbor Drive, San Diego, California, 92103.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that with me.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. So I have Dr. Perry Lynn Whitgrove, MD.
Dr. Perrin. So
Oh.
Perrin.
Oh, Perrin
And then,
Whitgrove. Okay.
yeah, Perrin. Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been tough. Yeah,
You know what? I see Dr. Perry L. It's Perry Lynn Whitgrove, and it's in San Diego.
maybe it is that. Maybe I have it written down wrong.
Yeah, Perry Lynn, Perry Ann. You know what I mean? It kind of sounds
Yeah.
alike. So yeah, no, that's fine. Absolutely. Maybe that is it. I
Okay.
do see it under, and then I do see that's 200 West Arbor Drive, San Diego, California,
Yeah.
92103. That is one of
Okay.
the
Okay, cool.
sorry, yeah, the address is for UC San Diego Health Emergency Department.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, that must have just
Yeah.
been a little mix up. Hey, but you know what? As long as we could get close, that's good. Perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, so Perry Whitgrove. And pardon me for a moment.
No worries.
And then, do you have the telephone number as well?
I don't have the telephone number.
Okay, that's
You,
okay.
yeah.
No, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
I got you. Let me see if I can find the closest one that makes sense. Okay.
Okay. Thank
No,
you.
you're fine. You're fine. Don't worry. I do this all day.
Okay.
Perfect. And I think the closest one I can find is 619. 229-6585, okay?
Okay. Here, let me. Can do you mind if I write that down as well?
Absolutely.
What was it? 619.
Yeah, 619 229 6585.
6585. Okay, thank you.
No, it's absolutely perfect. And then sorry, give me one second. Yeah, no matter what I look up with her, that is the number that comes along with her. So I'll go ahead and move on from
Oh,
there.
okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
absolutely. And so you're in California when you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, then you were diagnosed earlier this year, so within the last 12 months, huh? Okay. And then I'm going to ask you a redundant question, and some of this stuff is repetitive. And then, so do you currently live, or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, did you use hair relaxer of any brand for more brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times a year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
I used it 6 to 7 times a year for 7 years.
Wow. Okay. And then, okay, you said that the diagnosis was at UC, sorry, one second, UC San Diego Medical Center. Hillcrest Medical Center, sorry, right?
Yes, Hillcrest, yeah.
And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. What's your date of birth?
November 19th, 1995.
Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
All right. And then, just in case, we always like to make sure we ask. And then, you did any of your friends or family members or loved ones also use hair relaxer?
No, they did not.
That's a good thing for them. I'm
I
sorry
know.
that that happened to you. It's tough.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How old were you when you started using the hair relaxer?
It was in 2015, February 2015.
2015, huh?
So, yeah.
Okay. And then what state did you use the hair relaxer?
In California.
Thank you. Yeah, like I said, it'd be a little repetitive, so thank you.
It's okay.
Oh, you know what? I'm so sorry. So you started in 2015. Will you say one more time how old you were? I apologize.
Okay, how old was I in 24, 2015? So 24, 29, hold on. Let me do the math real quick.
I was about to say, let's see. You
24.
said you were 20. How old were
I'm
you?
20.
29? Oh, 29
I'm
minus 15,
29 now.
14, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you're 14 years old when you started using hair relaxer?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. So you're probably just getting into high school, huh?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And then, let's see. So you said about six times a year. So about how often, did you use these products? Was it, let's see. So if it was six times a year, that would be once every, say, a couple times a month, so monthly.
Yeah, I would say, well, there's 12 months, so let's see. Yeah, I'd say maybe like every other month I would use it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because, yeah, my hair doesn't grow very fast, but I would.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay. And then how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer products?
It was 7 years.
7 years? Okay. Okay. And then did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
Just at home.
Okay. Do you currently have any hair relaxer products?
No, I don't use them anymore.
Okay, good. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
I don't. I had moved and I got rid of a lot of stuff, so I don't have
Okay.
anything.
That's okay.
No.
Yeah. And then do you remember which brand names or products that you used?
Yes. It's
Mm-hmm.
the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really popular one. Yeah. And then did your okay, so this one I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna say this one. It's a little bit of a difficult wording, okay? So
Okay.
did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years? You have to wait till I'm completely done, okay? 2 more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year, okay? So you used it for 1 year or completed the 1 year. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 years after that?
It was more, yeah, well, it was over that, more than 2 years over.
Okay, so yes, definitely more than 2 years after you used it regularly for 1 year total, right?
Yeah,
Okay, thank you.
yeah.
Well, thank you. You answered that perfectly, actually.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then have there been periods that actually, here, let me go ahead and say, what type of treatment did you receive as far as medical treatment?
Oh yeah. I did chemotherapy for 6 cycles for over 6 months. And then I also did a partial hysterectomy. They performed the surgery and removed my right ovaries on February 22nd, 2024.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty tough. Okay. So chemotherapy and then a partial hysterectomy, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you said your treatment date, and it's hard because you had both. So I know you said February 22nd, 2024 Is it, would that be what you consider your treatment date, or would you rather use the chemotherapy that you started, or were they both around the same time?
I'm sorry, can you ask that one more time?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. You know what? They're just trying to find a roundabout treatment date. So I know you already
Oh,
named
okay.
February 22nd, 2024. So
Yeah.
that's a good date to use, unless you wanted to use maybe your first chemotherapy date, whichever you would prefer.
We could just use the 20 seconds. That's fine.
6/2/2024. Thank you very much. I hope you're feeling okay right now after you've been through a lot. How are you doing right now?
I'm feeling better, definitely
Okay.
feeling better, but it's still a tough road, getting back to everything and stuff like that, so.
Well, definitely, your attitude is pretty, that's pretty courageous, I'd have to say.
Thank
So
you. I know. I try to keep a positive attitude about everything.
you definitely have been. You definitely have been. That's definitely right. Okay. And then your treat so earlier we asked about diagnosis, right? So what about your treating doctor? Do you have a different treating doctor, and do you know their name?
Oh, I don't remember the name.
That's okay. That's okay. We're just gonna go ahead and
Okay.
we're gonna go with your diagnosing doctor, Perry Whitgrove, okay?
Okay.
Just pardon me for a moment. Yeah, if I'm ever a little quiet, I'm just entering data.
No worries.
Okay. Okay, thank you for being so patient there. And then I'm going to have you just confirm a couple of things here. Will you just confirm your gender first?
Yes, female.
Thank you. All right. And then will you go ahead and just spell out your first name for me, please?
Yeah, Sofia.
Okay. Oh, great. Sophia. SOF as in Foxtrot. IA. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, what is your last name, Sophia?
P as in Paul, I, N as Nancy, Z as zebra, A, U, T as Tom, I.
Perfect. Pinsowdy? Or
Oh wow,
Pinsowdy, sorry.
you said
Thank you.
that
Thank you so much. Hey, this is.
well.
I appreciate that. Now I'm going to go ahead and spell it for you. I'm going to go each letter, and then I'm going to phonetically tell you which word associated with each letter, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so P as in Papa, I as in India, N as in November, Z as in Zulu or zebra, A as in Alpha, U as in Umbrella, T as in Tango, I as in India.
Yes.
Okay. And some of the military phonetics a little outdated, so.
It's okay. I actually know a few of them, so I understood.
That's good. You're smart. That's good.
Yeah, I've
Okay.
had some family in the
No kidding. No kidding. That's why you're tough. There we go.
military,
It's genetic. And then okay, so and then I'm gonna need your social so they could look up your records.
okay. 608 86 8526.
Okay, so I have 608-86-8526.
Yes.
Okay. What is the best email address for you?
It's gonna be my first and last name, so Sophia Pinzotti Lisa1@gmail.com.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and spell that for you anyway, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. SOFIAPINZAUTI1@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. You know what? Go ahead and give me your best telephone number.
Mm-hmm. 619-214-0764.
Okay. And then, is that a mobile phone?
Yes, it is. It's my cell phone.
There we go. Yeah, 2024, you know. All right. And then what is
I know.
Your...
No more house phones.
I know. I know. I know. You grew up in the 90s, so I'm sure you had one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had the rotator one.
Oh, the... Wow, the rotary phone.
The rotary phone. My mom and I, we loved like the old school stuff. So we had one for my grandma. We kept it.
Yeah, that's great, man. I'm happy to hear that. Those things, I'm sure they're hard to find now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me go ahead and so let me get your address, please.
Okay. Yeah, 4146 32nd Street. San Diego, California, 92104, apartment 1.
Okay. Oh, pardon me for a second. Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. 4146 32nd Street, apartment 1, San Diego, California, 92104.
Yes.
Great, excellent. Okay. And then do you have a copy of the medical records?
No, not on me right now, no.
But the hospitals, you could get them if you needed to, like from the hospital or anything like that, right?
Yeah, the hospital. Yeah, the okay. Hospital should have them.
Yeah, and if you were going to send them, would you prefer mail, electronically, or both?
One more time.
Oh, yeah. Let's say if they requested them and you got them from the hospital, would you prefer to send them by mail, electronically, or either?
Either, it doesn't matter. I don't mind getting, if you guys want to get the permission granted from the medical records, they're just at the hospital.
You're fine. Yeah, absolutely. We just want to make sure that they exist, and that if you needed to get them, you could. That's it. It's really easy there.
Oh, okay.
Great. I'm going to go ahead and read this out to you. Okay. So we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Thank you. Okay. I know that was lengthy. I appreciate that.
And then, yeah, no, it's okay.
For your best emergency contact, do they live with you or do they not live with you?
They don't live with me.
That's
my
boyfriend. Oh, that's great. Okay. And then what is his name?
William Taylor.
Is that T-A-Y-L-O-R?
Yes.
Okay. And then William is W-I-L-L-I-A-M.
Yes.
Okay. Just pardon me for one moment. Mm-hmm. All right, and then will you just pardon me for one moment? I'm just going to put you on a brief silent hold. It's giving me a little quiet for a second, okay?
No worries.
Excellent. Thank you. And I'm still here. Just give me one more moment.
No worries.
Excellent. Thank you so much. It was just a technical thing. I had to just browse around real quick. I'm going to go over everything really quickly. All right.
Okay.
So I'm just going to tell you to say yes every time that I stop, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I'll kind of group them up. I'm just going to read these. So in the beginning, we asked, yes, you'd like to see if you met the criteria to participate. You have not got an attorney. You were willing to affirm that you didn't sign any documents with another law firm. All that's correct so far, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you did use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years. You were diagnosed, unfortunately, with ovarian cancer, clear cell carcinoma, and you're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. All of that was correct as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed February 20th, 2024, correct? You were 29 when you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the diagnosing doctor's name was Perry, P-E-R-R-I.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm actually, sorry. I just turned 29, so I was 28.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
And, sorry, you know, I'm like, no. Wait, 24, I am 29, but no, yeah. In that time, yeah, I was 28, sorry.
No, absolutely, absolutely, you're well.
I was just rethinking, I'm like, wait, hold on.
yeah, no, absolutely, and that's fine, if you're a little off like that, that's okay.
Okay.
You've done a great job. No, thank you so much.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's not even a big deal. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and just pick up right where we left off. Don't even worry about it, okay? So you were diagnosed in February 20th of 2024. You were 28 at that time, right?
Yes.
All right. Diagnosing doctor's name was Perry Whitgrove, and that's P-E-R-R-I, and then W-I-T-T-G-R-O-V-E. And that's 200 West Arbor Drive in San Diego, California, 92103. All that's right?
Yeah.
All right. And then the number, the best number for her that I was able to find that was 619-229-6585. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. We're in California. Let's see. So we don't live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, right? Or diagnosed there.
Correct.
Both correct.
Correct.
Okay, good. And then did you use hair relaxer, any brand, 4 times in a single year prior to diagnosis? You said yes, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said on average about 6 times a year. The facility you were diagnosed at was Hillcrest Medical Center, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're a resident of the United States. Your date of birth was November 19th, 1995. Okay.
Yes.
And you were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. Okay.
Correct.
And then you were about 14 when you started using hair relaxer. And then you You use the hair relaxer in California, and then you started using the hair relaxer in 2015, and is it okay if I put about, January 1st, 2015?
Yeah, I
You
think it
can
was
give me a
more.
better
Yeah, I.
date. You can be a better date if you
Yeah,
like.
I. Let's see. I think I put. Yeah, February, like February 2015. Yeah, so
Perfect.
January, February.
So just say February, like February 1st
Yeah.
is 2015 would be
Okay.
a good time to
Yeah.
kind of estimate it. Okay, good, good. Hey, that's better. I appreciate you letting me know that. And then, you know what? When did you stop using hair relaxer? To the best of your
I
knowledge.
mean, I would say, I mean, around, I would, a couple months maybe before my diagnosis.
Okay, so and then you were diagnosed, I believe, February of
Because
this
I was
year.
using it, and then once I found out, of course I didn't want to use it anymore. So,
So,
but
oh,
I.
so now you're backtracking. Okay, you're diagnosed, but you probably hadn't used it for a couple months, so probably December of 2023.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll put about December 1st of 2023 was the last time you remember using it, okay?
Yeah. I mean, it's
Okay.
a year, yeah, a while ago.
No, absolutely, absolutely. About a year ago is when you probably stopped using it then, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we'll say you started using around February 1st of 2015. You stopped using it around December 1st of 2023, to the best of your knowledge, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
okay. Absolutely. And then you said you used it. Yeah, but I would say monthly is the best estimate there, right?
Yeah, about a
Yeah.
month. Monthly
Yeah.
or every other month.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the closest option they give us for that one because we got it.
Oh,
It just
okay.
fills in the bubbles there. So that, thank you.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then how many consecutive years you used it was around 7, right?
Yes. Yeah, seven.
Perfect. And then did you receive hair treatment in a salon, home, or both? You said home. And then you said you do not currently use it anymore.
No, I do not.
You don't have any receipts or empty bottles, and that's okay. The name brand you use was Dark and Lovely, okay?
Yeah.
And then your cancer diagnosis, it says, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? You said yes, okay?
Yes.
And then the type of treatment you had was a chemotherapy and a partial hysterectomy, okay? And then treatment date was February 22nd, 2024. Okay. And then
Yes.
treating doctor name, we're going to go ahead and use the same Perry Wickrove, PerriWittGrove, 200 West Arbor Street, or Drive, San Diego, California, 92103, and 619-229-6585. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you are a female. I'm going to spell
Correct.
your name out for you just to be safe. We're almost done. Thank you for being so patient.
Yeah,
So,
no worries.
yeah. So first name, Sofia. And then Pinzauti, Pinzauti. And then a social is 608-86-8526. And then email is Sofiapinzauti1@gmail.com. Okay.
Correct.
And then phone number 619-214-0764. And then this is your mobile phone. And then I'm just going to read your address to you real quick. It is 4146 32nd Street, Apartment 1, San Diego, California, 92104. All right, perfect. 4146 32nd Street, Apartment 1, San Diego, California, 92104. Perfect. It's on there twice, so I read it twice. Sorry about that.
It's
All
okay.
right. And then copy of your medical records. You said yes, you can get those, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And either way, electronically or mail, if you said either way if they needed it, okay? And then your boyfriend is your emergency contact. You do not live with him. His name is William, William Taylor, Taylor. And then
Yeah.
and that's it. Okay, let me go
Oh,
ahead
you don't.
and
Do you
Sorry.
need his phone
I
number?
do. You know what? Actually, I realize I just skipped that. What is his best telephone number?
Okay, once let me give it to you. I was like, I know you asked for the name, but I didn't give the number yet.
You caught me.
Okay.
You caught me. There we go.
And then I also just have a question. Here, I'll tell you the number first. 619.
Sure.
So 619-844-7074.
Please, and tell me that question you have.
Okay. So I am always very wary about giving my social security number out.
Absolutely.
So, this disappears later, correct?
Absolutely. So, the attorneys that we work with, they're regulated by the bar, and if they compromise something like that, they will lose everything. So you are
okay.
Definitely safe. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I
want to reassure you of that 100%. Okay, 150%. And then so let me go ahead and actually. Give me one moment. You're going to go ahead and receive this by email and SMS, the contract real quickly. And so that you can go ahead and actually they'll be calling you soon. So let me go ahead and get that out to you. Okay.
Okay. Oh, when will they be calling me?
You know what? Here, let me go ahead and I have someone that can tell me really quick right behind me. So 1 second for.
Okay.
Okay, good. I was just checking on the time right now, and it's about 24 to 48 hours right now for them, okay?
Oh, okay. I was like hoping it wasn't like soon, like today, because I'm going to work. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we're almost done. So you're going to be free
okay.
in about the next 24, 48 hours, and you'll see the missed call. They'll leave a message, and you know, they're not going to say, "Hey, sorry, you're out of luck. You missed our call." You could just give them a call back.
Oh, okay,
and
so,
if you needed help, you
oh,
can call
good.
Me and I'll get you connected with them.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, no, you're fine. You're fine. Absolutely. So, yeah, we're here to help you and make sure that you actually get some justice for what happened there.
All right. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
You've been a very big help, so.
No, absolutely. Well, I'm glad. I'm actually glad I can help you. I'm going to go ahead and it's going to be just a little quiet for one more second. I'm going to go ahead and get you that text and an email
okay.
with this information. So it'll be have you done DocuSign before?
I have, yes.
Okay, this should be super easy. It should only take a couple seconds, okay? Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, and then you're going to hear, you're going to get a text message right now. If you want to, you can also go through your email. You're going to get both notifications at the same time.
Oh, perfect, because my storage on my email is full.
that's funny. If it's, you know, with Gmail, I know I'm getting there too. I need to make
yes.
sure I don't save anything on the, because they started.
Oh, man. It's bad. I'm always having to upload all my photos to Shutterfly and then delete them off my thing, delete certain apps, and it's just like I have to do it constantly.
Absolutely. I used to save them off of different ones, and then Gmail made the box available to save pictures and videos. That was a bad idea because
mm-hmm.
now I'm running out of email room, and I went, I should have just done like a
right.
different one like Dropbox or something.
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay, so I got the text.
Okay, so jump
so,
into that for DocuSign,
okay.
And then I can always help you go through it. It is really easy, though.
Okay.
So do you
I
just
see,
let me know
SMS
if you need
message.
A hand?
Okay, do you agree? Okay, yes. Hello.
Perfect. And then you'll see the yellow continue button, and then you may
okay.
have to yes to consent to agree to use electronic records and signatures. You just hit continue. When you see that, you hit start right when it opens up. Am I getting ahead of you, or is that around where you are?
I'm at please sign.
Oh, okay. You're probably a little ahead of me there. And then you click adopt and sign once you sign with your finger. There's a small yellow box. You
Okay.
click that. It'll prompt you to draw your signature.
Okay. One
Yeah.
second. I'm just crossing the street right now.
Oh, okay. That's San Diego. You're in San Diego, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that San Diego life, man. I wish I was there. I haven't been there in a while. Yeah.
Right. Let me sign this real quick.
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
make sure you're looking both ways there.
Okay, continue. Oh, there we go. I think. Okay. Oh, and then, okay, so start. So, like, start to the end. Okay, start. Sign. Okay. Adopt and sign.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. You're doing it right. And then after that, you'll see the yellow next button, and it will
Yeah,
guide
and
you
it just
through.
drops down. Okay. Oh, and then I just have to click on it 'cause it's just.
Because it's already been drawn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then once you get to
Well,
the
I had to do
initial
it one
fields,
more
it'll
time.
have you draw the initials, and so then you tap the initial
Oh,
fields.
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Clear. That one's my initial. Draw. Oh, initials. Okay.
Absolutely. Now you're this is now you're doing really good with that. Anything under a half an hour is good, so.
Cool. All right, so finish. So finish. Okay, you're done signing. You may
Absolutely.
download and print. Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, okay. Okay, and it sent me another text message. But it also says to learn more about signing, click here. The ignore that. Or but,
It's
oh, it says continue.
perfect.
Okay,
So
hold on,
yeah,
let
you
me
should be able to hit continue
click.
there. I'll make sure
Okay,
it
yeah.
comes over if you'd like. That way you can be secure
Yeah,
there.
okay, so it says start sending and signing today. When it comes to signing important documents, 8 out of 10 signers prefer our trusted platform. Okay, and then it says access, track, and store all your documents. Oh, it just says get started, talking about the DocuSign app.
Yeah, I
So.
think you should be fine. I'm going to go ahead and just confirm it on my side, and then that way you don't have to worry about
Okay.
any of those. It might be kind of more of a marketing thing. Five.
Oh, okay. But I did get the text message that says download the document from, so I could just
That's
download it from
good. Yeah,
there.
that way you have it for your records. Absolutely.
Yeah, no. Okay, cool.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Oh, and it does say completed over here. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
Completed. Yes, excellent. And so then you're going to be so please be on the lookout for a call or a text from the attorneys. And then I'll also be sending you a text message in the next few minutes about my contact information. Please feel free to call or text me with any questions or concern. And you're all
All right.
set. Yeah, unless you have any
Thank you.
questions. Perfect. And I
No, that's
appreciate
it.
it.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank
Yeah,
you. Be
have a good
safe.
week.
Yeah, you too. Have a
Thank
great
you.
week, and you have a blessed day.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Thank you, Sophia. You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.